Welcome back to It's Trinity's podcast. I'm Trinity.
And I'm Alicia.
And this month we're celebrating women in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And today we're interviewing and celebrating Mylynn Luong.
Did we say that right, Mylynn?
So y'all are not going to forget my name. So it's not his Lynn or her Lynn, but Mylynn.
Oh, I just think that's okay. So now, Mylynn is one of the founding members of the Orchid Giving Circle.
Mm-hmm. This is a group of Asian women that promotes and donates a generous amount of money to good causes here in North Texas with a focus on the Asian American community.
That's awesome. Welcome to the show, Mylynn, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Trinity and Alicia, for having me on the broadcast. And I'm just honored to be here because it's my first. I'm excited. So just thank you so much for having me. Yeah.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. Can you tell the listeners a little bit more about the Orchid Giving Circle?
Absolutely. So the Orchid Giving Circle started with a conversation by two like-minded, I call them Asian sisters or Asian sister friends. So one of my dear and best friend is Tia Suzuki, and my other dear friend is Cynthia Young, who posed a question to each other at an event asking, where are the Asian women in Dallas and what can we do to help our community? Because they seldom sees, you know, Asian women at a civic event, and they just yearn to connect with other professional Asian women and as role model and leading and representing the Asian community. So after a couple years conversation and meeting other like-minded women, a small group of us decide to launch the Orchid Giving Circle in May of 2015. And it was modeled after many successful Asian giving circles around the country. And what we wanted to do was support other nonprofits within our community that's doing great works to support the Asian American community in North Texas. So our logo was, we wanted to give where we live.
I love that. Yes. I really like that a lot.
Thank you.
The foundation is about to have its 6-year anniversary, and the Orchid Giving Circle has donated a little over
$830,000. That's a lot of money, right?
Yes.
$830,000 to 22 female-led nonprofit organizations. That's awesome, right, Mom?
That is awesome. I mean, that's a big deal. So I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is the Asian community thriving in North Texas, or are we unaware or choosing not to see their struggle? But then I have another kind of... I think my question is in conjunction with this. So there's a term, model minority, and that was coined by the New York Magazine in 1966. And that term was used to describe the Asian Americans as unproblematic or well-behaved and as productive citizens or immigrants. But if you guys were, I guess my concern is that term drives a wedge between other minorities. Mm-hmm. And then what kind of picture does that create for the Asian community?
Oh, these are exceptionally great questions. And I'm going to go ahead and, if I may, combine the two,
absolutely,
these questions and answering the best as I can. The first question being, are the Asian community thriving in North Texas? Just to put things in a little bit in perspective, I'm just going to take a kind of, you know, on a 30,000 foot kind of, air, and then kind of bring us back down in a sense that so we can have an idea in terms of the kind of numbers we're talking about.
Oh, so that'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah, so in the U.S., over 17 million people identify themselves as Asians living in America. So that makes up about 5.6 5% of the total populations. And so within in Texas, there's about 1.3 million folks who Asian folks that lives in Texas, and that makes about 4.7% of us in terms of the population in Texas. And then within that, in the DFW Metroplex, the number is growing. So of the top 10 largest, of the top 10 cities with the largest Asian population in 2021, six of them are in the Metroplex. They are Coppell, Murphy, Plano, Frisco, Irving, and Allen. And then they're in the top 10, six that's in around here within us. And wow. So, yeah, so in the Metroplex, we have about 300,000 Asian Americans that lives here. That's about 35% growth since the 2010 census. So when the question say, are we thriving? I would say that we are fast growing in terms of percentage, but not necessarily thriving. And I say that because the term, now going to your you know, your follow-up question, the term of model minority, because we are often called the model minority, which is a huge misrepresentation, misconception, and it's definitely a stereotype. Because there is a, still 5.7 of Asian American who lives under the poverty line and still requires social assistance, you know, especially the new wave of Asians, immigrants and refugees that's coming from the southeast part of Asia. And this is based on the research done by the Statistica Research Department. So this is new data, you know, that was recently presented. And so the question being, do you think it drives a wedge between other minority? Absolutely. Because, you know, and what kind of picture does that create for the Asian community? It's unfair, like I say, misrepresentations of the Asian community. Because even like Asian community may, here in Texas, in North Texas alone, there's 26 different type of Asian groups that lives here, you know? And so, and it's easy to lump everybody together, but it's really not fair because due to languages and culture, that adds another layer of complexity to it.
But it really does.
It does. And it's definitely a stereotype. You know, like anyone else, we all need help, right? And and Asian Americans, sisters and brothers and families, they all also deserve, you know, the same equity as anyone else.
And that's where the ORCA Giving Circle comes in, correct?
Yes. And if I may, can I just share with you the core value of the Asian, of the ORCA Giving Circle really quick? And okay. So so you know, our mission is that we are an Asian sisterhood that provide grants and foster philanthropy primary and within and for the North Texas Asian community. And our core value is one, that we believe in collaborations and positively inspiring each other. We are a community of Southeast and Southeast Asian women with a common mission to affect beneficial change throughout the through the power of collective giving. And that's when our philanthropy, you know, philosophy comes in. And then most important is that we support nonprofits that empower women and girls and place an emphasis on female-led organizations. So it gives me goosebumps to sit here and speak to two of, you know, my newly dear friend, Trinity and Alicia.
Yes, we've adopted you, Mylynn.
Yes!
So let's just transition. Now, first of all, I just love what you guys are doing. Now, but we have additional questions now that we're here in the pandemic. What were you going to ask about the pandemic questions, Trin?
So COVID-19 has definitely been horrible for everyone, but it has placed a very negative spotlight on the Asian community that has led to increased racism and violence. What are your thoughts on the recent events?
Oh, yes. It's definitely a very, I think, a terrible time in terms of for the Asian community, the Asian American community. The hate crime against Asian American has surged by 150%. And these attacks were fueled early on, in part by the rhetoric of the former president, you know, Donald Trump, who frequently referred to the coronavirus as the Chinese virus or Kung Fu virus. So this disinformation about the corona pandemic has made way for racist scapegoating of Asian Americans over the past year. Mm-hmm. And it just revealed, you know, a systemic and ongoing problem that we have here, you know, in the U.S. And it's just surfacing, right? So it's just, and, you know, I feel disheartening and sad about the situation. So of what's happening, and it's happening to my community, right? And now, and so it's very close to home. So I do commend and echo President Biden's message this past Thursday evening, mm-hmm. condemning the vicious hate crime against Asian Americans, whom he said has been attacked, harassed, blamed, and scapegoated during the coronavirus pandemic. It is wrong. It is un-American, and it must mm-hmm. stop. And I really appreciate y'all asking this profound question and just helping us bring awareness and support to this issue.
It has to be heard, and it has to be stopped. And we support, you know, our Asian American community, and we stand with you. And, aww. You know,
we understand
what that is. And it's unacceptable.
And I just want to add something to that. And everyone thinks, because I don't really look like my mom, because I'm biracial, I don't really get like racism towards, well, myself, but I do. And I get it.
It's really hurtful. And to, you know, all the things that, you know, I've allowed Trinity to see and witness, you know, read about and whatnot, it hurt her. And, you know, because she gets it. And, you know, we're all brothers and sisters. And, you know, like I said, we stand with you and all of the minority Americans that have, you know, endured mistreatment, you know, because of just random people that just don't, you know, want to accept and love us as just, you know, trying to do everything that you're doing. We want to wake up, go to work, and have all of the amenities of our hard work. And, you know, that's what being an American is. And, so I am just so, excited about the Orca Giving Circle and what you ladies are doing. So let me ask you this question, because we're still within the pandemic, and, you know, I obviously you've expressed that that there are still, you know, a great need within your community. How has the Orca Giving Circle helped with COVID relief?
Okay, great question again. And before I start answering that questions, and I just want to just commend and let you know, Trinity, what you have to share about your own experience is very courageous. And that tells me that you already am aware of things that's happening to you, and that you as a one person can make a huge difference. And the fact that you able to acknowledge that, and that happens to you, that just speaks volumes to other kids who may have experienced the same, you know, kind of discrimination against them, to say it is not right and that it must stop. And hopefully, you know, together we can, you know, and I appreciate the comment that you also made, Alicia, about, you know, you stand in solidarity with us in terms of just being a sisterhood of you know, minority women who are supporting each other. So with that, I just want to say thank you. And to your questions and how has Organ Giving Circle helped with the corona relief? I just want to just quickly just kind of toot our little own horn a little bit in that, if I may.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so in 2020, during the pandemic, we, Organ Giving Circle, was able to grant over $202,000 to local nonprofit, to 13 local nonprofit with various costs as well as COVID reliefs. So that's how we, you know, doing our small part in helping the community. And so I'm proud of us, you know, continuing that work, continuing to support our community, to continue to lift up our community, and just, you know, being on a broadcast like this with you both and bringing awareness to you know, the situation that's happening in and not just in, you know, our country, but, you know, closer to home, even when our within our community. So thank you.
Wow, the Orchid Giving Circle is awesome, and we support all of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate the love for sure.
So, one more question. If our listeners want to donate to the Orchid Giving Circle, how can they do that?
Oh, that's the best question of all. I love that question when anyone asks me. Right? Yeah, so you know, we welcome everyone to come and visit us on our website. We are at www.orchidgivingcircle.org, and please, you know, follow us on Facebook. We are, you know, Facebook at Orchid Giving Circle, and Instagram we are the Orchid Giving Circle, and then on LinkedIn we are Orchid Giving Circle as well. So we are, you know, present in social media. And we just actually finished our 2021 grant cycle. It actually just closed yesterday at 5 o'clock.
Oh
And
my
so,
goodness.
yeah, so we are looking forward to working with our grant committees to review all the grant that was submitted in and, you know, start beginning the hard work of fundraising between now and you know, the end of June. And you know, hopefully we will be able to raise enough money to continue to do the work that is so meaningful to a lot of you know, us, our Orchid Giving Circle sisters, who has you know, tremendous love and dedications and commitment, and just not only helping our community but just lifting up our community as well. I want to give a shout out also to the other giving circles within the Metroplex, and one which are A, the Village Giving Circle, and two, the Heritage Giving Circle, and the Hispanic 100. So the Village Giving Circle and the Heritage Giving Circles are African American sisters who are doing tremendous work in lifting up our community, and the 100 Hispanic Latina circle is doing the same for the Hispanic and Latinas community. So I want to just give a quick shout out to them. They are doing tremendous work alongside with us, and you know, we, you know, our concentrations are in the Asian American communities, and but it is always you know, a tremendous work that all these women has come together and just, you know, have the heart and just the passion to do you know, great work within our community.
All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Mylin, for being here. And
Aww.
for my listeners, if you want to donate to the Orchid Giving Circle, go to www.orchidgivingcircle.org.
And we celebrate these wonderful Asian American women here in the North Texas area because they just definitely have deserve a round of applause for all of the hard work that they're doing. Because it is really hard work, right? But it's mm-hmm. benefiting so much, and I think it's a beautiful organization. And definitely go on the website, because just reading about all that they're doing is really just it just kind of warms your heart. So I just love it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you to both of you for having me on your broadcast today and providing me an opportunity to share about Orchid Giving Circle and the work we're doing and lifting our community and just having a wonderful conversation with you both. It made my day. And so it made my heart very happy.
Well, it made our day too. Much. Trinity, do you have anything else that you wanted to say today?
Love your neighbor.
All right.
I love that too.
Love you.
All right. Well, we'll talk to y'all next time. Our next guest is going to be who?
Angelique Swan.
Hey, Angelique Swan is an esthetician here in the North Texas area. And she happens to be a great friend of mine. So she's going to give us some tips and tricks about how to treat our skin, how to have healthy bodies that will nourish and really show and give us that beautiful glow on our skin, right? Yeah. I'm all for that. Get the glow up.
I will be listening.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Well, we will end the show today. Where can the listeners hear your podcast and follow you?
So you could hear this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, or Apple.
Okay.
And go follow me on Instagram because my podcast page was banned.
We'll talk about that later. But where can they follow you currently?
They can follow me on Instagram at it's_Trinity_world for more information. And you can also follow my TikTok at it's Trinity's podcast.
All right, guys. We'll be right back.